Karin, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
You'll soon be officially inaugurated, but you actually started this job back in the summer. How have you spent these first several months, and what have you learned about TMCC?
So I think I've spent the first few months being inspired by hundreds of conversations between faculty, staff, students, community members, supporters of the college, and also industry representatives. So I've been doing listening, I've been observing. I've also worked with other internal stakeholders at the college to try to craft the next chapter for TMCC.
Well, and looking forward to that next chapter, what are some of those key priorities that you're working on?
The first one is one that is not new for faculty, but that is to continue to work on improving student completion and success. And I started my career at community colleges about 30 years ago. But I can tell you that in about the last 10 years, we spent a lot of time figuring out why aren't students completing fast enough or at all. So we will continue to work on that. And I think one of the things that I'm very proud of is TMCC does have one of the highest graduation rates in the country, coming in at around 30%, which isn't high enough. We need to continue to improve that. Now, if we track a student for 6 years, that number goes up significantly higher. But it really shouldn't take 6 years to complete a 2-year certificate or degree.
Well, and you mentioned that question of why they're not completing. What have you found?
Well, there's all kinds of reasons. Oftentimes, students do get sidetracked because of family issues, because of personal finances, because of good jobs. I mean, one of the things in Nevada, our unemployment rate goes down. We've got some really good jobs in the Reno-Sparks area. And so some of these students are opting to work instead to support their families. And many of them are working and going to school, but that's hard to sustain for several years in a row. It's difficult. And so we know that those are some of the factors. On the academic side, probably the greatest factor is oftentimes students who are graduating from high schools, or they've been out of high school for a few years, they need a lot of remedial work around math and writing. And that takes more time.
How can that problem be addressed of getting students where they need to be in those core subject areas?
We really want to work more closely with Washoe County School District, find ways to offer college classes in the high school, which we currently do. And we currently do a decent amount, but we need to probably quadruple those numbers or more. I mean, I would like to see no remediation done, because all of that is done at high schools with the assistance from community college faculty.
I understand that you also hope to improve facilities with some renovations. Tell me more about those plans.
We have some beautiful facilities south of town in our Health Science Center and also our newly renovated Applied Technology Center. But the Dandini campus needs work. We need to move the theater to the Dandini campus and have a beautiful theater. We also would like to expand our culinary arts program and have a new restaurant and make significant changes there. The other space that I'm very excited about is our student government leadership, and they'll be going before the Board of Regents in March to request a fee increase in order to build a soccer field and a track.
I want to mention that recently in his State of the State speech, Governor Brian Sandoval set a pretty ambitious goal of having 60% of adults between the ages of 25 and 34 earning some form of post-secondary degree, and that's by 2025. What role will TMCC play in making that happen?
So first of all, I'm pleased that the state of Nevada, through the governor, has set targets. I think targets really help us keep our eye on the prize. We're currently doing a lot of work toward that goal now. We've developed some very interesting workforce certificates, for example. Working with Panasonic quite recently, we developed a thing called the P3, the Preferred Panasonic Pathway. And it's a menu of modularized competency-based courses that if students complete them, Panasonic has agreed that they'll be given preference because they've completed the P3 pathway. And that model, that process for developing a training certificate, will be replicated with other companies. And other companies are already expressing interest in that. Because the truth is, what people need right now are middle-skill jobs. And these are jobs that do pay well. They pay a living wage. They don't necessarily require a two-year degree, but they do require, well, anywhere between 15 and 24 credits, right?
Right. Well, and I want to ask, too, what are some of the specific ways, like when you're working with an employer, how do you tailor the classroom instruction to the employer's specific needs in the right time frame as well?
So first, it does require developing a relationship. And that means that typically there is a dean assigned in the appropriate area who will work relatively closely with the appropriate industry representative. And we sit down together and we look at skills and competencies and try to put it together in a way that can be done preferably in an accelerated fashion, but in a way that also produces competent graduates. So we take it one company at a time and work on those certificates. The goal, however, is that companies allow employees to go back to school and continue their education through tuition reimbursement, also maybe some flexible hours. I mean, we're even willing to teach on site if that helps.
What else are you hearing from local industries in terms of their specific needs and what they want out of your students?
Even though our graduates in our technical areas are highly competent at their skills, that we need to do more as a college to help them with communication skills. And so we are about to really focus on that and hire the faculty who can help those students not only be ready with their technical skills, but be much, much stronger at communication, speaking, listening, and synthesizing information, and trying to be assertive when they realize that they need to say something to help that company succeed.
I have to imagine that's on the wish list of most companies in this country.
It is. It really is.
And to go back to Governor Sandoval's goal, I'm going to ask you the hard question. Is it possible to achieve?
I think it is possible to achieve by 2025. I think the biggest obstacle is marketing, that we need to find a way to help young people in particular understand that there's a lot of careers out there, a lot of options, and that some of those options are really fun for them, you know, that they will really enjoy those careers. When we hear the word manufacturing, many of us have this connotation of sort of a grimy looking factory floor. And that's not what factories look like anymore, at least not the ones that are occurring at the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Park. That's not what they look like at all.
Karen Hilgersum, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Hilgersum is being inaugurated as the 10th president of Truckee Meadows Community College. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.